This is Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio with Bobby Norris.
Good evening, guys. It is Access All Areas, and yes, we are live on FUBAR Radio. I'm Bobby Norris.
And I'm Ellen Carlin.
How are you, Miss Ellen?
I'm great. How are you?
Really good, thank you, darling. Excited for tonight's show. And as always, guys, you know me. I always bring the tea for you. And we have got a jam-packed show this evening. So we're going to be talking to Comet from the Gladiators. You know, there's a reboot now.
I know.
We're approaching the finale. So going to get a little bit of tea. What's going down in the Gladiator world?
Love that.
Is there any bits happening backstage?
Oh, yeah.
I want to know if there's two Gladiators shagging, basically.
So we know that's what you want to know about.
Yeah, you know me. It always comes down to that. And then we're going across the pond. Mm. Well, we're going to Spain. Is that across the pond? Or is that America?
It's our pond.
It's water.
It's water.
I mean, even France is across the pond. So we're going to Spain, and I'm going to be interviewing Arantxa Castilla-La Mancha.
Well done.
I've been practicing because I'm not quite bilingual in the Spanish yet.
I
had an E or an O. I always go, how much E? And they go, €2. If I say how much, not a fucking clue. So anyway, that's a little
just
secret.
Just put the accent on.
Keep your eye out for Bobby's bilingual book coming soon. And Arantxa is obviously from Drag Race UK versus the world. Now, you know we always start Access with a little bit of showbiz because that's what we love. And the clue's in the title, we access all areas. And this evening I'm joined by the lovely Lottie. And obviously she is head of showbiz at Daily Express. How are you, Lottie, babe?
I'm really good. How are you?
Really good, honey. Lovely to have you back in the studio again.
And yeah, it's so good to be here talking all things showbiz.
Love it.
Love it. So we're going to start off Celebrity Big Brother launch. It's back on our screens.
It is.
What do we think?
I can't believe Sharon and Louis are in there.
I know.
I thought that was a rumour gone too far.
Absolutely. But they're there. Where's Simon? We just need Simon thrown in and then we'll have all three.
No, right. They've used their budget up on Louis and Sharon. If they're getting half of
it. That's it.
I mean, Simon ain't the sort. He wouldn't get out of bed and piss for less than a meal, I don't think.
Totally not. No.
But have you heard how much these two are being paid? So Sharon and Louis, half a mil each. Obviously, Sharon's only in there for 5 days, so she's been called a lodger. So basically,
she's only in there for five
she's
days.
Only in
clever
there for 5
girl.
Days.
She's wangled that and her own bedroom.
What do you think she'll do with the money? 100 grand a day.
I mean, that's pocket money for Sharon, half a meal.
I'm surprised she done it for that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But 5 days, 100 bags a day.
Yeah, got her own bedroom.
That's probably
really nice.
Just handbag money.
Yeah.
I mean, her agent done some number getting that. Five days, half a million.
I know, oh and God. Absolutely. But Louis, what was funny is on the launch, Louis kind of gave away that he knew Sharon was going to be there.
Yeah, he did.
So did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that live.
Oh, my goodness. And then instead of just committing to it, the hosts were like, well, how do you know she's not going to be in there? She might not be in there. But they've made a really good duo so far. I think they're, you know, getting on really well.
Yeah,
giving us what we want. I think Sharon could give a little bit more, maybe, for the money she's
being
really
paid. She's really holding back,
isn't she?
Yeah, I was hoping that the longer she went on, her walls would drop.
Yeah,
but, you know, she'd become the Sharon that we all know and love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That will just say whatever the fuck she wants.
That's it.
But actually, she's been really reserved, and now she's only there for 5 days. So I don't think we're going to see that.
I think if we had her the whole 3 weeks, which I would have loved.
Mm. Yeah.
We would have seen more because it's long enough for the barriers to drop.
That's it. What about Gary Goldsmith? He's in there as well. What do we think of that?
Kate's uncle, right?
ITV have a great way of getting people connected to royalty. So whether they throw him in the jungle and chuck a kangaroo bollock in their mouth or whether they're throwing him in Celebrity Big Brother now. So obviously for ITV, that's a big thing. They're hoping he's going to spill royalty, which is why you've been paid and that's why you're book babe. So you better sit there and talk about the royals.
But he says he doesn't want to be famous from it. He said he doesn't want to be a celebrity.
I don't believe it, but he's gone on Celebrity Big Brother. I'm not here to be famous.
No, it's so he can clear his name and get a good impression of
him. No one knew his name.
Okay. Yeah,
who knew your name? Not shading you, but people don't know you from a bar of soap.
But you know what, he didn't even know he existed.
No.
And he said the other day, he went, I'm sick of being the black sheep of the royal family.
And he said, you're not royal family.
Fucking hell.
Oh my God.
So talking of royal family, already we're like 48 hours hours in. Yeah. And he's already spilling royalty, spilling royalty. He's been paid for.
Absolutely.
And he thinks Harry's coming back someday.
Yeah, so that hints that maybe Harry and Meghan are going to split. I mean, we'd love to see it, wouldn't we?
Oh, we'd love to see him split.
I would hate that. Come on, they've really made a move of that now. They have to stick by their guns.
Yeah. I mean, even if they fucking hate each other now, because everyone's been saying for a couple of years, and they've gone so balls deep on Netflix and books. But you'd have to be like, shit, we've got to stick this out a bit longer. Totally. But there is a lot of speculation that all ain't well in California.
Well, that's what Gary's hinting at, isn't it? He was having a little chat to Sharon and Louis, and he said, you know, we're such a nice nation, we'll accept Harry back if it comes to that. And I was thinking, would we? I don't know. What do you think?
I don't think anyone would. No. I don't think he'd want to come back either, because imagine the tabloids.
Yeah.
But this is, I mean, it must be very hard to leave a country, and especially the way it's all gone down and how the public are now, to obviously not all the public, but there's a lot of people that are angry, especially because of what happened. It was so ill-timed, obviously. Granddad died and Oprah come out, and then obviously Queenie's gone, God rest her, and then Spare. So all this got, it all kind of come at a shit time, so I think it's kind of gonna be tough for him. But just saying, if he breaks out of Meghan, I was held out hope, because William, I lost out years ago when Kate came along in that dress in the fashion show. And because Harry was single for a while, I mean, I wanted to try and go to Eton just to meet him, but my dad said I weren't clever enough to get him. Actually, what he said was,
you
like,
can speak Spanish.
I should prove that. Yes, Dad, if you're listening. God. But he was like, you ain't clever enough to wash the floors of Eton. Anyway, we digress. I've done all right, though, to be fair, Dad, but I didn't go Eton. Anyway, long story short, I wanted to marry Harry because I wanted Sunday dinner at Buckhouse.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, imagine, sat there with the Queen with a roast potato.
I think Gary wants that as well, doesn't he?
I think so.
He wants Sunday roast at Buckhouse, for sure.
Totally.
It's a shit time for the royals, though, isn't it? Because he's gone in and everything's already going on with the royal family as it is.
I know. I mean, technically, he could have stepped up as a senior member of the royal family.
Yeah, he's calling himself the black sheep. Yeah. Forget where's Wally, it's where's Kate.
Where's Kate?
Social media is gone awry. Yeah. Just like the memes and everything. Yeah. What do you girls think? Where is Kate?
I loved the one of her and what's his name? Pete, who's dated absolutely everyone. Kim Kardashian.
Oh, Davidson.
Oh, and it's just him and her holding hands. The memes.
That's so funny. I love the one where people are suggesting she's growing out a really bad fringe.
Love it.
I love that.
I mean, I could see her doing that. Yeah.
I've seen on social that apparently people think she's having a BBL in Turkey.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
So maybe she's in Istanbul.
And the Willy Wonka factory. You know, the one that was an absolute...
The Willy Wonka factory. I've seen some photoshopped photos of her.
Oh, yeah, where was what are the little people called? Oompa Loompas.
Oh, no, not the Minions, the Oompa Loompas. Yeah. No, you never know. But... Big Brother, very good. Like, I think it's done really well. The viewing figures are very good. Yeah. And I think, what did we say? Since 2016, it's like the best viewer ratings that they've had since the launch, which is incredible.
Which is amazing.
Really, I love seeing the celebrity one back.
And
the fact that there's some like real good celebrities in there this time bringing the viewers in.
Totally.
I always
think
celeb rates better than the civilian anyway. Like, I used to love all Big Brothers back in the day.
Yeah.
And I'm talking back to when I was at school and I used to rush home. I remember being, I think for the finale of it, was Anna and Nick, I'm showing my age now, for the finale of Big Brother 1. And I'd gone swimming with my mates. We used to do random things back then. We'd go swimming on a Friday night. And I remember rushing home to see the final of that. So I've kind of been on a journey with Big Brother, but I got to the point, I ain't going to lie, where I kind of was just watching Celebrity 1.
Is this your Big Brother audition tape?
Oh my God, you should go. Have you
ever
been on?
I haven't ever been on, no.
Signed up for next year already. Yeah. I can see that twinkle in his eye.
So let's talk eviction, because there's going to be an eviction Friday.
It's going to be eviction Friday. Obviously, there's three people. Sharon and Louis got to choose who they just didn't like, which was so awkward.
Shady. As fuck before you've even unpacked.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. I do feel that Louis's been brutal, isn't he?
Oh God, he's been so brutal. So and then he threw Sharon under the bus because he was like, no, it was her that was making all the decisions. Oh. And everyone was like, oh, so Sharon was like the main one. And he was like, yeah.
What?
He was there saying he should go, you know.
But Louis's probably thinking, let her take all the shit for it because she's fucking off in 5 days.
Exactly.
So maybe that was a wise move.
Maybe.
But Louis, look, bitch away, babes. Yeah. I love a bitching Big Brother.
I think that's the best part of having older people in Big Brother. Yeah. They don't give a shit.
They don't give a fuck.
They really don't. They had to have, I think Sharon and Louis had to have something like compliance training before they went in. So I think they did that together. So they wouldn't know each other was going in.
Respect like, training.
That's it, like respect training, because they were obviously so...
I love that. Imagine being the teacher to Sharon Osbourne and Louis sitting and doing so like, this is respect training. Yeah, I bet Sharon falls.
But it's because they're scared to say what they don't want them to say what they think. But that's what we want.
But that's what they're being paid for as well. If Sharon Osbourne was in there just baking banana bread, people would be like, come on, Sharon, you've got more about you than that.
Exactly.
But I think David Potts is, people say he's probably going to be the first one to go, which I think would be a shame because we're starting to see his personality.
Yeah,
he's fun, he's lovely, but we'll see. I mean, Ekin-Su for the win for me, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I do like her, but I haven't seen last night's one, so maybe I need to watch it a bit more. But we didn't get much from her on the launch night, but it was only launch night, so we'll give her some time.
She had a little bit of a breakdown to Fern Britton about fame, saying she only had two friends, which was quite sad. So I think, Ekin, I do think she comes across really well. I think it'll be nice to see that different side to her instead of Love Island. Yeah. She's single now. And rumour has it that's why bosses wanted her in, because her and Davide had split. They were like, get her in now. She's fun. She's fun, Ekin.
Oh my God.
So it's a watch this space kind of moment.
I'm just trying to think, is there any cute guys in there for Ekin?
I mean, there were rumours of Nikita. Louis started that rumour, though, didn't he?
Right,
he's there going, Nikita and Ekin, but he's got a girlfriend. He seems very happy.
I thought he was on my bus. I won't lie. If I was in the house, I would have been cracking on with him.
Yeah.
I didn't know he had a girlfriend at home.
Producers would be like, nobody tell Bobby.
Yeah. Let him make a dick of himself.
Let's see where this goes.
Oh,
I love that.
Oh, no, it is good to have it back.
It is.
And also, I think it takes a few days for people to kind of settle in a little bit.
Yeah, that's it. You need to either watch it from the beginning, don't you, like we said.
Yeah.
You can't really watch it halfway through. I feel like you need to commit, like with Love Island a little bit, and then, that's it.
Totally agree. Yeah. Balls deep into Celebrity Big
Brother.
Absolutely. What else has been going on, my lovely?
So much, actually. So I want to talk about Kim Kardashian. I always want to talk about Kim.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
Basically, she was at Paris Fashion Show, and she was walking the red carpet, walking the catwalk. She had a massive label coming off her outfit, all black outfit. Now, she looks stunning. Yeah. When doesn't she? Kim pulled it off. But everyone was like, has this been done on purpose?
Of course it was.
Of course it was.
Everything's on purpose with Kim.
Yeah, but a lot of people online were like, oh no, she's left the label on her clothes.
No.
I mean, come on.
Every hair on her head, even down to eyebrows, is perfected.
But what do you
You don't
think?
Leave a fuck off label on your back. You would feel that on your back.
Oh, come on. It's
also,
huge as
all
well.
Those people checking her as she walks, and they're like, they just missed this huge label. Exactly.
I would be more worried if I let her go out like that and I was a stylist or anyone that's part of her team, and let's have it. Right, she's got a team around her. It'd be more than your job's worth to let Kim K go out with a label that looked about 6 inches big on her back.
It also looked like it was made of steel. It was dangling there in some weight.
I'm loving these people online though that are like, oh no, someone needs to tell her she's got a label on her back. Do we think this is going to set off a trend? Would you wear a label on your outfit going out? No, not
for me.
I wouldn't. Now we're saying that now. Give us next year, we'll probably be labels.
We'll
labels,
all be
But I'd say shops are quaking in their boots because if everybody's wearing the labels out and it's a fashion thing, then people can return the outfits the following day.
Good thing,
That is so clever. I would never think of that. That is incredible.
Well, I wonder how I thought of it.
How did you think of that? Spill the tea.
I love that.
But she looks great. And I think, she's pulled it off. But people thought it was just, an accident.
Oh,
absolutely not.
Nothing's an accident. That would have been planned months in advance.
Totally.
Like, she's doing everything for fashion. I think she even says to one of the photographers, it's called fashion.
Oh, God.
When they're taking a photo.
And I love to do iconic shit. But talking of returning things now, I'm going to be careful. I say I'm not going to spill tea on who it is. She's like, what's he going to say? There's someone I might have worked with used to shop on a certain online website and do that to almost every outfit, but this online place realised what she was doing and barred her. Closed her account. I was like, you can't order anymore, because they just knew every day she was getting stuff, sending it back. Now, I'm not going to say who this was.
Oh, my God.
But you know what?
I'd imagine... Or who they are. It might not be a girl. It could be a boy.
Well, you said she.
You
gave the game away. I'll get the name.
I'll tell you after.
Perfect. But you know what? I'd say she's not the only one, because a lot of influencers do that, I've heard. And shops are like trying to crack down on it now, really? Because like stuff is coming back with makeup and like smelling of perfume
yeah.
and stuff.
Oh, man. Right, right. Like, and then it gets returned to... And they think, oh, we've just got it, it's don't fit, or they've changed their mind. Yeah. Then you send it out and it's full of Fenty.
Yeah.
You'd be like, what the fuck's going on? Right, babes, we've got time for one more story.
Come on then. Right, let's
what
talk
are
about
we saying, Lottie?
Calvin Harris's jet lag remedy. Would you guys do this? So, superstar DJ Calvin has got a cracking way, excuse the pun, wait for it, to beat jet lag. He likes to guzzle boxes of raw eggs.
Oh,
okay.
God.
So he basically said this in an interview the other day. He was on a flight and he told the air hostess that he likes to crack eggs, pour them in the mouth. Now, he only eats the yolk, not all of it. So he'll just make sure it's the yolk. But it's gone viral because everyone thinks, wow, why? Like, why? Think of something else. Yeah.
I'm just more impressed that he can, like, crack an egg and just get the yolk in his mouth.
I know. And six of them. He likes to have six.
It's good for the protein. But can we just say, clearly he was business class, first class, or PJ, private jet.
Yeah.
There was no way he was on Ryanair and someone was giving him six eggs.
brings them through himself.
Oh, they let him on with them.
Well, this is the thing.
He still went on Ryanair, though. Let's have it right.
No
shade to Ryanair.
But... he was on EasyJet.
Fuck
no,
off. Was he bollocks?
Bobby looks so shocked.
Me arse. I couldn't believe it then. Oh, I love it. But it's clever. He's taking the white out. Good for the protein.
It's
go on, Kel.
But I'd love to know how that helps with his jet lag.
I know.
Like, what's the science behind that?
I don't know. But he's such a busy man, isn't he? So he's probably tried so much stuff. Mm. He's very into his health, though, is Calvin. So I feel like it's one of those where he's just tried it. It's worked. But yeah, I don't know. For me, it would give me the ick.
I'd be like,
and the raw egg going to, I mean, I know we've all swallowed worse over the years, but come on, swallowing six yolks on a flight as well, mid turbulence. I'm already shaking like a shitting dog because I don't like flying. No, give me a gin and tonic and keep the fucking eggs.
Calvin
can have my eggs. Anyway, Lottie, I think we're going to have a little game, babes.
I think we are, you know. We're going to have a little game.
What game have you got for me this
evening?
Right,
so we've got a headline game, guys. So I'm going to say beep, beep, and then you've got to fill in the blanks. It's a headline I'm going to read out.
Love
all right,
this.
We've got three. Are we ready for the first one?
Okay,
yeah. What's the first one? Beep, beep.
So this is two words that I'm going to blank out.
Okay.
And you've got to guess who or what it is. Ready?
Yeah. Okay.
So blank, blank pairs her medical boot and crutches with a stiletto heel after breaking her foot.
Victoria
Mariah Carey.
Beckham.
Mariah Carey. Yes.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey. With such conviction.
Yeah. But to be fair, if I didn't know the Victoria Beckham story already, I would have said
it
Mariah
would be
Carey
a Mariah
too.
Moment.
Yeah, because she is like iconic. She does stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She loves
true.
Iconic shit.
She loves iconic shit. I saw her in the gym the other day in a ball gown and heels.
You?
Not in my personal.
I was going to say that in
here. Yeah, she was in like Pure Fitness in London. No, she was in her home gym and she posted a video online. I was like, she's
in heels. But remember, we've all seen photos and pictures of her being carried for hotels in Vegas.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
fair play.
Well,
I think
Phoebe
she
looks
would.
Amazing in her boot, doesn't
she? God, yeah.
With her crutch. Totally. Oh my God, she looks good all the time.
Yeah, she does.
Are we ready for the next one?
Let's yeah.
Blank, blank. So it's two words. Blank, blank. Gets his bodyguards to carry him up the Great Wall of China because he was fatigued.
Fucking hell. Who's been to China
now
recently?
It's a celebrity.
Is
I'll
it
tell
a
you
recent
that.
Story?
It's a recent story. No, it's not. It's not a recent story.
Okay.
I'm telling a lie. It's 10 years ago.
10 years. Okay.
Oh, so that who's been to China, right? Could be anyone that's ever been to China.
So who's been to China recently?
Now, let's think.
Everyone.
Who's the kind of geezer that's going to... So it's our security or bodyguard.
Bodyguards.
Same thing.
Do you need some clues?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so he's a singer, an iconic, a very, very famous singer.
Chris Brown.
No. Some divorce rumours swirling around about him at the moment. Him and a certain someone. The person he's married to's dad just put out a very cryptic quote about their marriage. He likes to sing songs like Baby.
Justin Bieber!
Oh my God. I waited so long to say that because I knew you'd know.
So what's the father-in-law put out? Because he's having a bit of a... situation with the court case and all that from that film, but we digress.
Yeah, that's it. So the father-in-law has put out this tweet saying, I don't know the tweet exactly, or the, sorry, the post on Instagram, something about prayers for Hayley and Justin. Have you seen that?
What? No.
He said, send prayers for Hayley and Justin.
Prayers?
Yeah.
That sounds like they're dying of some illness.
Well, this is the thing. It was so strange. Obviously, at the moment, they're surrounded by divorce rumours. Mm. So to then do that as the dad is just bizarre, because he knows that it's probably going to cause a reaction.
Oh, weird.
Well, as we sat here on Foobar Radio talking about
the juice.
So keep the social media posts coming, please.
Exactly, I know.
It's all content for us.
There it is indeed. Okay, we're going to do the last one. So this is three blanks in this one, okay?
Oh.
So I feel like you might be able to see. Okay,
my eyesight is awful, by the way.
Actually, this is about who we were just talking about. Mariah Carey insures her blank and blank blank for $70 million.
Her voice and her... Are they all body parts?
Yes. Yeah.
One's got to be her voice. Because let's have it right. Mariah Carey.
It's either going to be her boobs or legs, right?
Ooh. Or boobs and legs.
Or boobs and legs.
Okay, so what are we going with? Final answer.
Is it three body parts?
Well, one of them's a body part. I wouldn't say the second one is some... But it is. It's in the body.
It's a voice.
It's a voice, because that's not the body part.
Okay.
What's she known for? Legs? Arse? She's not a J-Lo or a Kim, is she? Not known for arse.
She's not known for her...
I can't believe this, actually. Okay, you're saying legs. That is correct.
What?
In short, her legs and vocal cords.
Oh, you were right. Voice.
I didn't know whether to say, is that a body part? Anyway, yeah.
I kind of half get Mariah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, fair enough.
Vocal cords, although I never kind of understand how you insure body parts, or especially a voice
what
that's
would
inside.
What would you insure?
But things that are inside me, maybe my God-given teeth, my natural teeth.
They've just got so amazing natural teeth.
Yeah, you have to.
Thank you,
really,
but Lottie, honestly, it's so lovely to be back in the studio. Yeah. We must do this again.
Absolutely. So, thank you so much, guys.
Thank you so much. Love that. Always love a little game. Now,
so
guys,
fun.
We're going to go to a little trail, and then we're going to be back, and we're going to be speaking all things gladiators. Until then, see you in two.
Access All Areas continues next. Foobar Radio.
Hey! Foobar Radio presents
Access All Areas.
Mark from Married at First Sight UK.
See, at the wedding, you told Sean you were 26, but you're actually 36.
Yeah.
So drop in that decade. We ain't gone 1 or 2 years either side. What was going through your head when you pushed out? I'm going to shave off 10 years.
A 26. Third of your life.
Yeah.
It was instant reaction. As soon as anyone says to me, how old are you? I'm like 26. I just stopped counting after 26. Would I have told him? Probably not.
No. Ever?
Well, maybe when we're 80 years old and we've got the grandkids running around. And
except
like,
you wouldn't be 80 years old. You'd be 90.
I'd be 26 still. I'd be going around the corner for some more injections.
Joining me now, the former leader of the Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, MP. And there you are stood with hundreds of thousands of people at Glastonbury singing, "Oh, Jeremy Corbyn." What is that like?
It was quite extraordinary. It was an amazing experience, and I was very pleased we did it. The office got very excited about Glastonbury. Every single person in the office thought it was necessary for them to be at Glastonbury.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Every
yeah.
single one said yeah. it's really necessary yeah. for them to yeah. come.
The Dating Show.
I'm friends with a fair few exes, and I think you can be friends with an ex, but I genuinely do. But I do think that it's timing is everything with that.
I think it depends what you cast as a friend.
Yeah,
are you talking about someone you're going to hang out with on your sofa? Like, if you've already shagged, isn't that a bit weird?
Think that's a different level of friend. I think that's a different level of friend. You can be friends with someone, you can't be like best fucking friends with someone. I mean, I've got exes that I talk to about their current partners and whatever else, and they'll tell me about that sort of stuff. But I wouldn't say, oh, do you want to come over for fucking Chinese and chill on the sofa?
You're listening to Foobar Radio.
Foobar Radio.
Foobar Radio.
Foobar Radio.
Foobar Radio. Foobar Radio.
Hello, Comet. You all right, babes?
Hello. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. Really good. Thank you for joining me here on Access All Areas. It's a pleasure to have you on Foobar Radio.
I know you can't see me, but I actually have a selfie light set up just in case this was.
Love that.
It's what's like.
You've got to love a ring light.
I know. I got it off Amazon. I did get the TikTok shop one, but it wasn't very good. So I've got a proper one now that clips to my phone.
Are you a fan? Is it Comet approved?
Yeah, it's definitely comic book.
So, babe, let's talk Gladiators, obviously. So, how have you found this whole experience and filming the series?
Genuinely like a whirlwind. It's been incredible from start to finish, but it feels so surreal for me because it's unlike anything I've ever done before. The filming was done in such a short space of time, so we were kind of all shoved together, having not met before going into the show. We literally had about 3 days of training and then we were thrown into it, so it kind of feels like it never happened in a way. It's just, it's so surreal.
And how far back is it pre-recorded? Because like I say, I guess you film it in a block, so you're probably filming multiple episodes a day, are you?
Yeah. So we filmed back to back. So the whole filming time was 2 weeks straight.
For the whole series, wow.
Yeah. So we did a show every single day. I think we had like one or two dead days. And then, but we went up to Sheffield a week prior so that we could get used to it, train and stuff. And then it started on the 1st of June and then it just ran for 2 weeks straight.
And how is it watching it all back now? Because like you say, A, it probably feels like it doesn't happen, like so long ago now. Thinking back to June, almost cracking on a year. Yeah. And then seeing how, obviously, you film for all them hours a day. You've got no idea what's going to make it to the edit and what's going to be in each episode. So sat on your sofa watching it, how is that as an experience?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, we filmed it so long ago and it was such a weird jump from being like completely immersed in the show to then coming back to normal life, knowing that you've just filmed this thing with little kids screaming your name and then just going back to like your normal job. And then you sort of had to adjust and we were all in this like limbo period because we were like, we've just done this incredible thing and now we're just walking the streets like it hasn't happened. And then obviously when it came out in January, the hype built back up again. I had a little viewing party with my friends and family. And yeah, like I said, it came across how it felt at the time, which was amazing. So it took us right back and then everyone started to get excited again. And yeah, it's just, it's again, a surreal thing to see your face on TV. Like, I've not done any TV stuff before, so it's pretty wild.
And what's the bond like between the professionals, so all you gladiators? I mean, because it is a job for you, and like everyone thinks on a TV show everyone's going to be best friends and sat around making friendship bracelets. There's always going to be certain people you get on with more than others in every walk of life, in every job. That's just how it is. But you've shared such an experience that's so unusual that money can't buy, that only that small group of people will ever know how that was. What's it like? Are you all quite close? Is there a gladiator group chat?
Oh, God, yeah. We chat every day. We chat, and we were saying, like, this chat is just for our eyes only.
Love that.
And I wish I could give you some gossip, but honestly, to put 16 people together who are all very competitive, very good at what they do, obviously, we're all sports people, athletes, to put that many people together and all get on like a family is incredible. Like, the casting directors did an amazing job because that's hard to do, especially when you're all out to win it. And, you know, there are some big characters in there, but I think everyone sort of like found their place. Like, Giant's kind of like the dad of the group.
Love
like,
that.
Ava, Sabre or Diamond are like the mums. And then Dynamite's like the little sister. So we all have our little places that we slot in. And like Nitro, he brings the energy. We do like, you know, when we were in the green room and we weren't filming, we were playing games and pranks on each other. And like, we had this game called In the Land and that went on for like the whole series. So yeah, it was just, it is like a big family now. And it's so nice that we all get on so well. And you have to remember, like, we are a team at the end of the day.
Yeah.
If we were going head to head, I think it would be a different story.
Oh, God, yeah, absolutely. You know what I say, the nature of all being professionals, that there's going to be an element of being competitive to every single one of you gladiators, because none of you would be a gladiator if you weren't competitive. You're all incredible and masters of your own skills to even be there. So all 16 of you literally all got on. There weren't like one bad egg, because sometimes it only takes one bad egg to ruin that omelette.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you come off a game, sometimes you can be like annoyed at your own performance, but there wasn't anything like between us. I mean, 2 weeks is a short time. Who knows if it went on for longer?
Yeah, ain't long enough to get on someone's tits, yes. Really, is it?
But yeah, no, like I said, I can't give you any gossip. I wish I could.
And there is some serious guy candy on there.
There is.
There some is. Salts. And beautiful girls as well. Clearly, I'm on the Bobby bus, but I can appreciate all you girls are stunning as well. But I'm about the boys, obviously. Exclusive for you. Can hear the Daily Mail writing an article as we speak. Bobby comes out on air.
Who takes your fancy?
Oh my gosh, all of them. I'm a sucker for a gladiator. Talking of gladiator.
As long as they're in a shiny tight outfit.
Oh, as long as there's a bit of lycra, I'm there, babes. Was you a fan, hun, of the original? I mean, you're so youthful and young. Do you even remember the first series? Because how old are you, Comet?
I'm 28, so born in 1995, so the show was like, I don't know, like halfway through their series. But I do remember my family being big fans and it was on every Saturday night.
It was a huge deal, Gladiators. That kind of TV, it was like Blind Date Gladiators. That's when Saturday TV was, the whole family sat around with a takeaway and watched that.
Yeah, so I remember like certain characters and like little sayings. I remember the ref and like his taglines, like Gladiators ready. Did I have posters of the Glads on my wall? No, because I was so young.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I do remember bits of it and I know that like everyone was such a big fan. It's funny because I sit in that like generation that if their parents watched it, they're like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. And if they like have never heard of it or their family never watched it, they're like, what is that? So like some people I've spoken to understand it and other people's are like, I have no clue what you're talking about.
And so much of the set is so reminiscent of how it was back in the ITV days. Like when I see it, I'm like, because obviously it was years ago that the original show ended. And it's not until you watch something that I was like, oh my God, that is so like, it's just spot on. Do you know what I mean? And it's one of them shows that there ain't many shows on TV now, really. I think Strictly's got it. There's a handful that a whole family of multiple generations could watch. So a child to a great grandparent can all sit in a living room and watch Gladiators. Yeah. There ain't many TV shows that three or four generations can all sit and watch.
No, absolutely. You're so right. And so many people have said to me or like messaged me and said, this is the first time that I've sat down with my family on Saturday night in God knows how long and actually all enjoyed the show because there's a bit of banter in there. There's a bit of adult humour, but then you've got the athleticism and the little things that the kids look up to and they love all the camaraderie and they love like the fighting. So I think it just, I know it appeals to everyone and it's so nice to see because like you said, Saturday night TV has not been like that in a long time.
Time.
I haven't sat down and watched Saturday night TV.
It was such a big thing for me growing up. Like, and there was Stars in Their Eyes was one of them. Saturday night, it was the night that you all sat down together and like, had your chippy tea or had a Chinese or something. Just going back to you as a group of 16... I'm going to ask. I'm sure you won't tell me even if there was. But I'm going to ask anyway, babes, because it's my job. Has there been any flirty banter between any of the gladiators? Have any of the gladiators coupled up, hooked up?
No.
Got a little bit friendly?
Not hooked up. I mean, I saw a wild article in, I think it was The Sun, that someone said that there was a sex ban, which just was not true. But no, like we all found our people and there might have been a little bit of, you know, something between some of them, but most of us are like, you know, some of them are married, some of them have partners, so yeah, it's very much focus on performance and support each other through that.
And if there was single people, I mean, and every single person is stunning, you could see how two single people might be attracted, especially like running around, doing their thing, doing their craft and what you're all incredible at. If someone like floated your boat, you could see how you would be a little bit, oh, he's all right, or she's quite nice. So I can completely see how people would end up together or end up hooking up should that happen. You obviously injured yourself, though, didn't you? What happened there, babes? Because you've had quite a bad injury during the series.
Yeah, it was really, really unfortunate and really, you know, a bit of a a tough time for me. So I injured myself on the third show that we filmed. And I actually broke my ankle after falling from Hang Tough.
Ooh.
And I don't know if you saw that one, but as I fell, Sharon, who I was against, just the way we landed, she landed on my foot. But because I then got up and did an interview afterwards, and please don't ask me how I still kept the smile on my face, because I knew something was up. I think just being on such a high with the adrenaline, with everything else, with like my friends and my family and people in the crowd, I was like, I have to get through this and I have to keep talking, and I'll, whatever's happened, I'll sort it out backstage. So when it happened and this was never shown, I did like a forward roll off of the mat and crawled on my knees to get to my feet. Then I stood up, then I had my chat, and then I went off, and then I was like, okay, someone get me a doctor, because
you just know sight was wrong. Oh God,
yeah,
bless
no,
you.
It was hard.
Oh God, I bet you was absolutely gutted. And that's no walk in the park, a broken ankle, is it? Takes
literally.
You right out. Yeah, literally. Yeah. Is it confirmed? Is there going to be a second series?
I can't say right now, but fingers crossed.
I guess it looks likely.
Yeah, I really, really hope so. And if there is, then, you know, I'm focused on the comeback, and I want to do the whole series and avoid injury this time. So I'm just training really, really hard in the hopes that that does happen. And putting all my efforts into climbing and CrossFit and weight training and gymnastics. So yeah, I'm kind of like focused on that. And I want to show people that, you know, when you do have injuries, when you do have setbacks, that, you know, get up, respond to it, work hard, and, you know, anything's possible.
And I guess in your whole career, because also you're an elite gymnast, so I guess that like gymnastics has been such a huge part of your life since a little girl. Yeah. I guess you've injured yourself. There must be injuries that happen all the time. As I guess half the battle is dealing with that and coming back mentally stronger than having the fear of thinking, shit, I don't want to do that again in case I hurt myself. It's probably feel the fear and do it anyway.
Yeah, 100%. Like, it's not an easy sport. I've had multiple injuries in the past. One really, really bad one, actually doing gymnastics, which unfortunately was my left ankle. So now I've got two metal ankles.
Oh,
so
shit, no. You'll have a mare getting through Heathrow next holiday.
Yeah, literally gone every single time. So I think because I'd been through it before, put me in a really good position to go through it again. And if I hadn't have done that, I probably would have. It is hard when, you know, especially when you're active and you're into sport and that is your life, that is your career. When that's then taken away from you, you're like, what do I do now? Like, it's horrible. And, you know, so many people were messaging me throughout the time, and I didn't realize how many people in the UK were on crutches and in a boot like me. It really like highlighted how many injuries there were, and, you know, we're all hopping around. So I think, yeah, it's hard. The mental battle is far worse than the physical one. Far worse.
I was just about to ask you, because I had a little bit of a incident a few months back, and literally I didn't get into training, ironically, until we went into a pandemic. And then I started going to the gym once we was allowed, but even just training when I could train in a garden. And what it does for my mental health, like literally for me, it's a game changer. So I go to the gym 4 or 5 times a week. Then after this incident, what happened, like start of November, I wasn't able to go to the gym. Like, it's literally taken me out for 3 or 4 months, and couldn't drive or anything. So the fact I couldn't go to the gym, as bad as the injury was, I was also dealing with like the mental battle of not being able to train. And I think there's a lot to be said for, because for me, I never got it. Like, I never grew up playing football. I was never sporty. So until I started training, I could never understand how people love that and how good that is for someone's head. Like, for me, my mental health is a lot better when I go to the gym. And when that's taken away from you, that's just as bad as not as painful physically as the injury, but mentally, it's a tough one.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think when you think about it, when you do the injury, obviously at the time it's painful. A few days after you start healing and it's fine, but you have to rest it to then let it heal. So in those days that you are resting, that's all you can think about. Like you were saying, like everything is taken away from you. I couldn't go to the gym. I couldn't even make a cup of coffee and bring it to the sofa because I had my hands had to be on crutches and weight off my foot. So it's the tiny little things that you take for granted. Exercise is one, but the day-to-day, like getting up, getting dressed, putting on socks.
Going for a wee in the middle of the night. Little things like that. Yeah, like, where's my crutch?
Hanging your leg out the shower. You know, like putting on a plastic boot over your injury and bandages. It's just like those little things, I think, unless you've been through it, don't then come to the surface. And then there's the aspect of exercise, not only to make you feel good physically, but mentally you're not releasing endorphins, you're not releasing stress, you're not getting that in. So a lot of people come to fitness and it is aesthetic based to start with, and you think, oh, I might want to lose a few pounds and I want to look better. But actually then when you start exercising, you're like, oh, this is really good for my head. Like, I feel less stressed, I'm less anxious, I can sleep better, my mood's better. So it covers so many areas that you don't realize. So when that's then taken away, you literally have those feelings of like, I don't feel good today and I'm a bit under the weather. And I wouldn't say depressed, but there's definitely like indicators of that when you are sat on your bum and all you've got is Netflix on the TV.
Yeah.
Like it's hard.
And I just think, fuck it, I'll eat shit. Do you know what I mean? Because I'd be like, I'll just, you just think,
I'll have all the chocolate I can get my hands on.
Yeah, fuck it. Right, last question, because we're running out of time. Thank you so much again for coming on the show, Comet. But I've got to ask, it's just around the corner. The final, Gladiator final.
Yes.
Did you watch that? What's it saying? Is it going to be a good show?
Yeah.
What's in store for us? Let's give a little teaser to our listeners.
Imagine everything you've just seen, but times that by 10.
It's
going to be amazing. And it's emotional. And, you know, everyone's got their favorite who they're rooting for to win. So, yeah, it's going to be tense. Keep you on the edge of your seat, and in true Gladiator style, it's going to be very powerful.
Oh, I'm so excited, babe. It's been an absolute pleasure.
I'm glad you're
on the mend and feeling better.
Thank you.
And when the second series comes around, because I'm sure it will, BBC ain't stupid, I look forward to seeing you come back bigger and stronger than ever and smashing series two.
Thank you so much. I won't let you down.
I'll be cheering you on and come back on series two. We'll get you in.
Yeah, please.
Bye, Comet. Thank you, darling.
Bye.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
Always accessing them areas, darlings. You know me. I'm always backstage. Great chat with Comet.
Yes. Very, very good.
Lovely, lovely girl. Finale's just around the corner for Gladiators. So tune in, guys, to the new home of Gladiators.
Yeah.
So now moving on from Gladiators to Drag Race. Don't say we don't bring you a little bit of diversity here. Mm. So it's all, it's pigs and chops, and it's light and shade.
It is.
So we've got the lovely Arantxa Castilla-La Mancha from Drag Race UK versus the world.
Yes.
Arantxa, how are you, darling?
Hello, can you hear me?
I can, loud and clear. How are you doing, girl?
Very good, you know, adjusting to the time difference. It's a whole hour difference between Spain and the UK, and this is hard for me.
Oh my God, are you jet lagged?
Oh, bless you. How's it? How was the experience? I was going to say, yeah, how's it all going? But obviously it's pre-recorded, so it's all in the can and well done. Mm-hmm. How did you find the experience this time around?
Oh, it was lovely. The first time I was on Drag Race and Drag Race España was basically a ball of depression, gender dysphoria, and anxiety.
Wow.
So this time, you know, I went to therapy, got my pills, and just enjoyed the ride.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's good, yeah.
And how is life now with the pills? Pills helping and therapy?
Well, they are. I got tits.
Happy days.
Love that.
Yeah.
Can I have them?
Thank God for hormones.
What kind of, obviously, because everyone's done the show previously to then get on versus the world. And I know for someone I did reality TV for 12 plus years. So I completely get how you film something and only the edit, it's cut down to nothing really. Do you know what I mean? You can film all day and they'll take 90 seconds or 3 minutes if you're lucky out of that conversation. What's it like with Drag Race? When it comes to the edit, is it very much how you remember when you watch it back, or is it highly edited and you're a bit like, well, that's not quite what happened?
Well, it's quite both, actually, because on one side, of course, you know what you did, but obviously you're not part of every conversation. Mm. So you start to see what was happening at the same time that you were sewing, that this other girl was talking shit over there. And you're like, oh, I didn't realize that. Got it.
And what's the group chat saying? Is there a group chat? Because once you see someone chatting shit about you, are you calling that bitch out?
Oh, no, no, no. The group chat is alive and thriving.
All right.
So no one's left, Jex. You know, sometimes people go, fuck this, if someone's really slagged them off, and they leave the group. Has anyone left yet, or are you all still in there?
Still there, actually. I have to say, this cat is amazing. We're not that many bitches. I mean, I think there's probably just one fake bitch in the group chat, and he's talking to you right now. So
I was just about to be like, who the hell is the fake bitch? Yeah. I'm so glad she's on the show.
Yeah, I am.
We love that.
So you thoroughly enjoyed this time round. Like you say, you weren't... you didn't leave with a great experience the first time. So when I'm guessing, presumably it was your agent that got the call to say, would you do Versus the World? Or they emailed you. Did you kind of have that worry where you was a bit like, well, I fucking hated it last time. Do I go back?
Since the last time that I was on Drag Race, I had such an awful time and did so bad. I was like, no brainer. I'm in. It cannot go worse. Honestly, it cannot be a worse experience. So I didn't even think about it. I just went in, honestly.
That's a nice way to look at it, isn't it, really? Especially
you
like,
yourself into
when
it.
The bar's so low anyway.
Exactly. It can't get any worse.
Fuck it.
People already think the worst of me. So it's not going to change much.
I'm sure not. But it, like you said, it is so important to kind of throw yourself back into these things. And at least now you have a completely different experience from it. And it's not tainted because of your first experience.
Yeah.
And is there anything that you would like to do besides Drag Race? Is there any other reality TV shows that you would like to do?
Oh, I'm obsessed with Traitors. I need to be on that
who isn't?
TV show. Oh my God. I actually have never seen it. We have one in Spain, but I didn't know of it. And I was in the UK last year with nobody knew that we were, you know, we were not supposed to be friends.
No.
But I was here on the UK visiting a fellow sister from the season.
Oh.
And she, I was like, oh, it's raining today, we cannot do anything. She was like, wait, let me introduce you to Traitors. And I was like, I don't need to be on this show. I don't care who I have to kill. I will do it.
Oh my God.
So,
well,
you know,
hopefully.
Traitors UK, Traitors Spain, whoever. I don't know. Traitors Canada. I will do it.
Yeah. Well, there's a Traitors US. So maybe it'll come to Spain. You never know. Sign me up.
There we go.
Would you be a faithful or.
You know, every time that I play
you're a traitor.
Game similar to this type, to Traitors, it happens the same. Everyone, as soon as the game starts, suspects that I am a traitor, actually a faithful, so they kill me off the first night.
Right.
That is 100% what's going to happen.
Oh, God. That would be the worst outcome, wouldn't it? Yeah, you'd want to be a traitor, but like make it to the end, or be a faithful and go straight away.
Tricky. I think both bring their own trickiness to it. I wanted to ask you, babes, social media. I mean, I love it. I'm always talking about it and I feel like people think I bash it. I'm not bashing it because I think 90% of the time it's an amazing thing. But there is a dark side to social media when it comes to trolls and shit like that. How do you find that? Have you come up against a lot of trolling in the time since you did the show the first time round? And how's that changed to now Versus the World?
Oh, it has changed a lot. The first time that I was on TV, obviously you have no idea what's going to happen.
No.
It was the first season of Drag Race in Spain. So we didn't even know if people were going to watch it. So of course we didn't expect millions of people watching it and sending hate to us, which was crazy. But you know, like I said, therapy helped a lot. And now this time around, I'm just like, you know what, social media is important to work. Yes. Is it everything? No. So I just jump in, I say hi, I post my pictures, my looks, and then I click off.
Yeah.
Or usually, actually, you know, this is a great tip for everyone out there. What you have to do is find your biggest fan on Twitter, for example, on X, whatever it's called now. You find your biggest fan, and then you go and see what they retweet, because they will usually just like search for like the best messages.
Oh, yeah.
So like you find them, and you just see what they post, and you're like, oh, people love me. It's not true, but you know, it's a great way to pick yourself.
But you know what?
To lie to yourself.
Totally. I think that's a really, really good point. But like, you do focus as well on, everyone does this, the negative stuff. There could be hundreds and thousands of nice positive messages, and you're going to focus on the bad ones. So I think that's a really good tip.
Just one nasty shit message gets in your head more. You could have 3,000 comments on a picture, 2,900. My maths is shit. How can I not take one from 3,000? Fucking hell, Carol Vorderman ain't shitting herself, is she? So yeah, 29999 could all be. I think there's one extra nine in there. Anyway, this ain't a math show. This is showbiz. This is the tea. But one nasty message. And the thing is, it's so vile. When someone's to me, it's like, I'm all for opinions. Okay, now I've got opinions. Everyone knows that, and I'm happy for everyone to have an opinion.
Yeah.
But when it gets to a point of, like, it's threatening, or I'm outside your house, I'm going to petrol bomb it, I'm going to murder you. Like, when you're sending me death threats and telling me you're outside my house and you're going to petrol bomb it, and I'm thinking, shit, I've got to go Sainsbury's and get some Cravendale. What's going to happen here? Like, it's really a worry, isn't it? So I kind of think love and hate, like, we all love, there's people I don't particularly like on TV. There's quite a few.
Oh.
But I don't.
That's an interview in itself.
But I'm sure. No, but I'm sure there's all quite a few people. I'm not being a shady bitch, but if you think of every TV show or whatever arena, just TV in general.
But the difference is you're not going to go online and tell that person
I'm not gonna send him abuse and hate and stuff like that, because I'm just like, well, you crack on, I'm cracking on. I'm not gonna sit and hate on you or send you vile abuse. I'm certainly not gonna send you death threats.
Exactly. But as my mother says, the minute you have trolls is the minute you know you've made it, honey. So
true.
That is 100% true.
Enjoy it.
That's what get me going. My therapist told me that. I'm like, you're so right.
There you go, exactly.
Haters are my motivators.
Oh yeah.
When you're doing so, when you irk such a reaction in someone, do you know what I mean? Because I think, you know, like, there's a fine line between love and hate. To really get under someone's skin and piss them off to the point, and they're gonna, I mean, like, I won't go into a lot of the stuff because it's so dark, and this is a friendly, this is a lovely showbiz show. So I'm not going to tell you some of the venom that's on social. But when you get vile, I'm a bit like, how do you care that much? And 9 out of 10 of them actually follow me. So I'm like, if you really hate me, get off my timeline, boo.
Yeah.
You're watching my stories, you're looking at my posts, and you hate me.
Exactly.
I always say the haters are actually your biggest fans, because they're there. They're going to check everything you do. They're going to follow you. They're going to click on everything. Yeah. So they're actually helping you make money. So you know
exactly.
what? Send me hate.
Yeah. But I guarantee if you replied to one of them as well, they would be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I love you. I didn't think you would see this.
Oh, 100%, which is like, okay, I didn't know you were so easy to flip. Okay.
Yes, exactly. It. So they just want your attention. Think of it like that. So what's next for you then?
Well, there are a lot of projects, actually. We're going on tour, the UK versus the world.
Yes.
Fab.
We're going to be touring the entire UK, which is exciting because I've only performed there like 2-3 times.
Wow.
So I'm very, very excited about it.
Yay.
And also, you know, my sister, Theresa May, from the season. We're both Spanish. Well, she claims to be Spanish, but I have heard that accent. She could
get her birth cert.
Is it like my Spanish?
She could probably be British pretending to be Spanish.
We need to see the birth cert.
Yes.
We have a very, very, very good project coming together. We're actually going to tour together the country.
Ooh.
And also we have
you're doing a podcast.
A podcast.
Yes. Tell us about the podcast. What's the concept of it? What are you going to be talking about?
Well, since I'm such a lovely person, I'm like an angel, and Teresa is so fucking disgusting. She's basically the devil. We thought it would be funny if the both of us came together in this kind of like purgatory, and interview famous people to decide if they will go to hell or to heaven.
Oh,
that sounds intriguing.
So what kind of questions would you ask these people then, taking notes?
Well, you know, okay, let me test you guys. Okay.
Oh, God.
If you die today and you get the wish to hit someone, to punch someone in the face with no repercussions, would you do it?
Right. I've died. I'm dead. So I've gone up to the pearly gates, and does someone say, "Do you want to go back and punch?" Do they know I've punched him?
We'll allow you to go back and choose one person to punch on the face. Would you do it?
Oh.
Do you know if I'm dead anyway?
I think I would.
To choose who you punch.
Oh yeah.
I've been punched enough in my years, so maybe it's time for me to punch back.
Punch back, Bobby. Punch back. Yeah. Who would you punch, Bobby?
We won't go into that, Miss Ellen. But yeah, I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover. And like I say, I've been on the end of taking the punches. But you know, if I'm fucking dead anyway, I'm going to go up there. I'm going to ask him if he'll let me have a quick blow dry.
Yeah.
And put on my favourite clothes. And I'll be like, you know, I'm going to pop back down there, smash them. I'm not multiples. I just didn't want to be specific whether it was a man or a woman that I was them looks like I've come down with a fucking list of people I want to have a scrap with. Only one person,
but also, like, you know, smash has multiple meanings. So,
punch.
Oh, right, okay.
Not smash as in sex and not like smash as in annihilating them. Just a little.
So would you punch anyone in the face?
A bit shy of me.
And when will you be punching Bobby, basically, is my question.
Okay, when can we meet? Honestly, I will not hesitate.
Well, if you want a guest from across the pond on your podcast, reach out. I'm happy to do it, babes. I mean, I've already told you the answer, so that's the fucking show anyway. So if that's what the show's about.
Don't worry. We have a long list of questions that we can do.
Drop me a message on Instagram. I'm up for it, babes.
Yeah.
Do you know Spanish? Because it is in Spanish.
Oh, he's fluent.
Funny you should ask. Fluent. I'm a little bit bilingual. We call it Bobby's bilingual. Yeah.
Ask him to say anything in Spanish.
No, there's certain words. So, do you know what I find? And I've grown up since a little boy, since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, I would go to Marbella. And if I went into, not obviously when I was little, because I was just eating, I'm still eating sweets, to be honest. But if I go to a shop and I say how much, I mean, I have got a strong accent, I acknowledge this. But if I go to the Mercadona, or if I go to one of the shops.
Oh, you know Mercadona?
I know her. Oh. Fuck, I know the Mercadona, one of my favourite haunts. Yeah, I mean, that's almost a Spanish word right there. But if I went into the shop and I said to the lovely lady, oh, I picked up my, whatever it is, Cheetos or my chocolate bowl and my Milka, and I say, how much? She don't know. She looks at me like I've got two. She don't know.
Don't know.
How it becomes Bobby Spanish.
Oh, God. Please don't be offended by this.
No, yeah, don't be offended, because it's from a place of love. So how much, she doesn't understand. But if I say, how much, E? €2. So I add an E or an O. And it always, I don't know if it changes how I pronounce it.
See, I didn't even understand what you said there.
Because it was so Spanish. Ellen, she looked at me what's going on?
What are you saying? Is the Spanish good?
You know what you said, but I live for it.
There you go.
Well, next time I'm in the Mercadona in Spain, I'll drop you a message, girl.
Can you give him just one sentence to actually learn, please, in Spanish?
Oh, my God. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Something fun. Something he can use every day.
Something he can use every day. Okay. Well, in Spain, you know, we have it's not so much as a phrase, but as it's kind of like you say babe.
Yeah, babe. I'm known for saying that.
In Spain we say amarch.
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 Easy.
I mean, Spanish babe. Amarch.
Amarch.
How you doing, amarch? How you doing, amarch?
All right, amarch.
Amarch.
Hello, amarch. Okay. Oh, I love that. I'm taking that, babe.
That's your new one.
Thank you so much. I've literally got time for what? You're getting credit, boo. I've got time for one more question. So I'm just going to quickly slip it in before the show has to end. Would you want to compete on Drag Race España's next All-Star Series? Would you do a third time, lucky, or are you just a little bit over the format now?
If the money is right, I would do anything.
If the euros are right, girl.
Exactly.
If the euros are right, babe, I would do whatever.
If Rue makes it rain,
I'm Arch.
She's there.
Well, not Rue. She's not there. But yeah. If Supreme makes it rain.
Yeah, she's making so much money, she ain't everywhere. She'll do a Whitney Houston. She'll just be. They'll just have her as a hologram like Whitney soon.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, thank you very much. Lovely to speak to you, darling. Been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
Don't forget, I'm here for the podcast if you need me. Been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye, babe.
Bye,
bye. Bye, much.
Bye, much.
Oh, Ellen, great show.
This. Great show. I love her new word.
Love it. And much. Well, thank you guys for listening to us for the last hour. Well, always a pleasure, never a chore. Have a great week. Stay safe. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Take care.